Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bray Wyatt reveals his new name, plus Charlotte Flair pulled from media appearances, and the new direction for Ring of Honor may have been revealed. For Friday, October the 29th, 2021, this is Bray Wyatt is almost free. Rather, Wyndham Rotunda is almost free. So just yesterday, we saw a tweet from Bray Wyatt counting down just two more days until the end of his WWE no compete clause. And from this weekend, so appropriately from Halloween weekend, Bray Wyatt is a free agent and he'll be able to go and do whatever he pleases. And he is getting ready for whatever is to come. The WWE Bray Wyatt Twitter handle is no more. A few people speculated that he might still be with the company because he still had that handle. It is now gone and been replaced by @Wyndham6. More on that, no doubt, to come. Also, a photo appeared last night shared by Jason Baker @BakingJason. He is the guy that designed some of the incredible apparel for The Fiend, including that amazing Fiend mask. He shared a picture with the caption, "Just another day at the office with Bray Wyatt." And it's a photo of Jason and Wyndham Rotunda at the Warner Brothers lot in Los Angeles. And the picture certainly shows there is something that they're doing there rather than just visiting, suggesting maybe that new content is being created and something that we may see on his socials very, very, very soon. So, Wyndham6 on Twitter, adjust your Twitter follows accordingly, and a sighting at Warner Brothers lot in LA suggests something's brewing from the former Bray Wyatt. It's been an interesting 7 days for Charlotte Flair, who has been embroiled in a bit of a situation backstage regarding Becky Lynch. This comes from SmackDown, where the two had a segment that seemed to go off the rails. Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch having an argument about it backstage afterwards. Many saying that Charlotte Flair has become more isolated from the locker room and her attitude has made her quite difficult to work with. So a lot of eyes are on Charlotte Flair currently within WWE. Sean Ross Sapp from Fightful said Charlotte is doing media this week, should be fun. So Sean Ross Sapp was lined up to maybe be a part of a series of media junkets or interviews with Charlotte Flair. A few hours later, he tweeted, and they pulled it. So Charlotte Flair was on the media run this week, and all of that has now changed. Now, read from this what you will. Obviously, with everything happening around Charlotte Flair at the moment, there was going to be some very obvious questions asked that they probably didn't want the media to ask. So she's been taken off and replaced, no doubt, with somebody else. But yeah, if maybe you're part of the wider wrestling media and you were expecting a chat with Charlotte Flair this week, that doesn't look like it's happening. She is still scheduled to be a part of WWE shows going forward. We know that she's part of SmackDown now and she'll be part of the show tonight, as far as we know, but certainly not doing any media appearances for the time being.
Since 2002, we have created excellence together.
Passion is real.
Connection
is real.
The ROH experience
is real.
Welcome to Ring of Honor Wrestling.
Honor is real.
Devastating news broke yesterday of Ring of Honor releasing all of its talent and announcing a temporary shutdown for the first quarter of 2022. Dave Meltzer in the Wrestling Observer writes, assuming Ring of Honor return, the plan will be to essentially be an indie promotion where they book top available talent on nights where they have shows and TV tapings, which leaves themselves open to issues if a champion gets signed to a deal elsewhere, of course. So this is why Ring of Honor had everybody under contract, was to make sure they had their own exclusive pool of people that they could pull from. And their plan going forward would be to not have these expensive guaranteed contracts for people and literally use them on a pay-per-appearance basis. I guess if they get hired, that's just... it's something you have to roll with. That's what other indie promotions have had to do for the longest of times. Many times I've known or worked with people that work at indie promotions where they've been champions and they get a signing and then you've got to figure all that out. But yeah, the new direction for Ring of Honor seems to be that of a more stripped back indie promotion. And imagine a lot of the guys that were let go from these contracts with Ring of Honor will be invited back in a capacity. Whether or not they will be completely up to them. They're free agents after all. As previously reported, contracted talent are going to be paid all the way through to the early part of 2022, and they can work elsewhere in the meantime outside of their commitments to the final round of TV tapings for Ring of Honor and the final battle pay-per-view. Dave Meltzer says that Sinclair has not cancelled and will not cancel the Ring of Honor TV show, and they say that once Final Battle comes and goes, they'll be using archive footage to fill in the gap between the end and the restart of Ring of Honor. But speaking of that archive footage, Justin Barrazzo of Sports Illustrated has reported today that the Ring of Honor tape library is currently available and going for a price over current market values to the highest bidder. So Ring of Honor are seemingly considering selling their entire back catalogue, presumably as a way to accrue money, possibly in the event they don't come back. I would hope that the latter is not the case, but maybe it's just a case of feeling out the market and seeing what is available.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Keith Lee was on Out of Character with Ryan Satin, and he was talking about his time in NXT, saying, I definitely could have spent more time there without a doubt. I not long won the NXT Championship, and maybe 6 weeks of time before, it was gotta go. Then he was asked about Vince McMahon's support on the main roster once he went. He said, I would say he's been quite hands-on, and that's honestly something that I need. I want to know what he wants as opposed to making a guess or some sort of estimation or hypothesis. So Vince McMahon very much controlling the Keith Lee heel turn on Monday Night Raw. We had a title change on NXT UK last night. Noam Dar is the new NXT UK Heritage Cup champion. following an intense back and forth against Tyler Bate. Quite creative finish on this one as well, with Noam Dar putting Bate in the champagne super knee bar. Pretty deadly, grabbed Trent Seven's towel, tried to throw it into the ring as Dar had the knee bar on. As Trent Seven fought with them to get it back, he accidentally threw the towel into the ring. And the ref said, oh, you've thrown the towel in. It's a win for Noam Dar. Rather creative one. A-Kid, Tyler Bate, and now Noam Dar, the third ever NXT UK Heritage Cup champion. Kota Ibushi has opened up on his shock injury at the G1 Climax. At the end of a snake bit tournament, Kota Ibushi suffered a shoulder injury that meant the match had to be stopped, and Okada became the G1 winner. Ibushi, speaking to Tokyo Sports, said, "It's weight control. This time, I've lost or gained weight by then. I was able to practice the Phoenix Splash, but there were too many waves. If that is 100 grams different, it's a completely different feeling." So he's putting it down to the weight adjustment that he's been making. On the shoulder injury itself, Ibushi says, "I knew that I dislocated, but this time there was a lag of about 4 seconds by the time I noticed. I don't know if it was because I hit my face or if it was the adrenaline, but the moment I moved to get up, the feeling of coming off suddenly came. I couldn't move. I thought I couldn't win anymore. I made a gesture to Mr. Okada, please put in 3 counts cleanly. I didn't know that the match was over, even though it was over. It is because I hit my face, so I think Red Shoes thought Mr. Uno made an appropriate decision and he stopped the fight." And New Japan Pro Wrestling have announced that Ibushi is expected to miss 2 months whilst he recovers from this shoulder injury. And a top AEW tag team are getting themselves a new manager from the Wrestling Observer. This comes after FTR became the AAA tag champions. On the latest edition of Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer was reporting that FTR are going to work AAA's tapings in Mexico next Thursday, and Tully Blanchard is not going to the tapings, and FTR will be managed by Vicky Guerrero. Dave Meltzer notes that the November the 4th show is the only AAA date they have confirmed right now, and AAA wants to book a AAA tag team title match between FTR, the Lucha Brothers, and Dragon Lee and Realistico for Triple Mania in December, but that hasn't been signed off yet. Maybe depending on how well it goes next Thursday. Vicky Guerrero in the corner of FTR. Not gonna lie, quite like that. We'll start with some bad news. No Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review podcast this week. This is owing to some scheduling conflicts on the day that we record. And we apologise. A bit late notice. We realised that we wouldn't have time to record this week. It'll be back next week as normal. I promise. The Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review will return next week, as will the Classic Nitro and Raw reviews as well. It's a full week of podcasts from next week. We have the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast today, though. This evening, it'll be myself, along with Matthew and Jack, talking about this bloody week in the wrestling and what a big week in the wrestling it has been. We haven't recorded the podcast yet at time of recording, but we have a feeling it might go the distance, this one. So if you like a long podcast on your YouTube, join our cult. YouTube.com/Cultaholic. You can watch the podcast on the channel from there as well. And in case you missed it, since it's Halloween, Ross, Jack, and I had a pumpkin carving competition. You can watch that on the YouTube channel right now. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Andrew is live tonight with Bussy Fridays doing spooky things on the Cultaholic Twitch channel. Before that, I'm going to be making a little cameo, going to cross over, going to swing open the forbidden door and jump onto the Triple Jump Twitch to play Spectacular Sparky, which is now available on Steam. It's a bit arrogant, but the reason I'm playing it is a game that my mate made. It's really, really good. It's on Steam and it's on the Switch, and I voice a character in it. So I asked Triple Jump very nicely, "Can I just come and invade for a week?" And they went, "Yeah, of course you can." They're lovely like that, Ben, Peter and Ashton. So I'll be on twitch.tv/TeamTripleJump from 3 p.m. British summertime playing a bit of Spectacular Sparky, a classic old school shoot 'em up, platform type effect. Oh, it's great. You'll come see. Come see you later on. It's brilliant. And I will speak to you next week. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.